Welcome to Splendid Speaking, speaking skills for advanced learners of English. This and other podcasts can be found at splendidspeaking.com.
Hello, my name's Pete Travis and you're listening to the Splendid Speaking interviews. This podcast features Solange from Brazil. A reminder that transcripts for all podcasts, including this one, are available to subscribers of our mailing list. You can sign up to the newsletter from www.splendidspeaking.com. Before we listen to this week's featured interview, some important news for our listeners. You can now download a weekly task from Splendid Speaking, which gives you the opportunity to carry out a similar task yourself. These new task sheets and grading criteria are available from www.splendidspeaking.com. Also, you may have heard about our new subscription service, Splendid Expressions, our three-stage approach to learning colloquial vocabulary. Splendid Expressions is a standalone package which is now available for subscription. However, it's also now offered as a free bonus to subscribers of the Splendid Speaking self-study course. Find out more at www.splendidspeaking.com. This was the first time myself and Solange had met in Skype, and the session was a getting to know you opportunity. The focus was on giving full answers to questions, particularly when closed yes-no questions are asked, such as do you, have you, is it? As you listen, decide how well Solange managed to do this. Did she give full answers, even to closed yes-no questions? Finally, make a note of her use of English, which we'll look at in the feedback section. Let's listen to Solange.
I'm speaking now to Solange. Is that correct pronunciation?
That's perfect.
Okay, good. Solange. I'm speaking to Solange from Brazil, from Sao Paulo. Solange, tell me about your English. How long have you been studying English for?
Well, since I was in school, maybe back 20 years ago, but At first I had English as a subject in school, and I went traveling to the United States, and I knew nothing about English, so I decided to start studying properly, and this was in 1998. Since then, I've been studying English.
Do you like studying English?
I love English. I think it's a wonderful language, and you learn a lot of culture, and I'm particularly in love with London because I lived there for a while. I just love English.
Tell me about the place you study. Where do you study your English?
I study in Cultura Inglesa. It's a big school here in Brazil. It's an association of schools, and they have from basic to proficient classes. It's a wonderful school. They have lots of students, and by the way, I work there as well, but not as a teacher. I work in the multimedia center, helping students to choose books and help them with computers. It's quite interesting. The school is very good.
Okay, and how many people are in your class?
18.
Is that a nice way for you to study, do you think, in a class full of people, or do you prefer studying on your own like this?
Personally, I prefer with few people, but the methodology of the school is to work with a lot of students because you can interact more, you can know different ideas. But I prefer to study with 2-3 people in class. I just felt like when we had to do in groups, the teacher cannot be for so long with the students because they are so many. So you feel a little bit worried if you're saying something right or if it's wrong, the teacher is not listening and you don't know if you're going to be corrected. But it's a way of learning as well.
Okay, that's going to be the end of our interview now.
Okay.
So thank you for the chance to speak to you.
First of all, a big thank you to Solange for agreeing to be recorded. I'm sure she'd appreciate any comments you'd like to make on her talk. Time for some feedback. Solange was perfectly able to give full answers to questions, and her enthusiasm was clear from her intonation.
I'm particularly in love with London because I lived there for a while. I just love English. I work in the multimedia center, helping students to choose books and help them with computers. It's quite interesting. The school is very good.
She gave personal details to questions, making her replies interesting and memorable. In the main, Solange's English was very accurate, but can you spot the mistakes in these extracts?
And they have from basic to proficient classes. And they have from basic to proficient classes. Personally, I prefer with few people. Personally, I prefer with few people. You can know different ideas. You can know different ideas. I just felt like when we had to do in groups, the teacher cannot be for so long with the students because they are so many. I just felt like when we had to do in groups, the teacher cannot be for so long with the students because they are so many.
The corrections are, number one, Solange missed the final syllable on proficiency. Instead of I prefer with few people, it should be I prefer it with a few people. Rather than you can know different ideas, it should be get to know different ideas. And finally, not do in groups, but work in groups. And not they are so many, but there are so many. Okay, that's the end of this podcast. Come back soon for another episode from Splendid Speaking. Do you feel you could do with a little more help to present yourself when using English? For example, in an advanced English exam, at a job interview, a networking event or a party? Do you want to make more of an impact when you have to speak at length in English? For example, when giving a formal presentation or making a spontaneous talk at work or at university? If so, then find out more about the exciting new product from Flojo called Splendid Speaking. Visit us at www.splendidspeaking.com.